Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we take a look at the new Lawton Civic event, Where on Sea. Our guest is Albert Johnson Jr., Vice President for University Advancement at Cameron University and the Chairman of the Lawton Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce. Albert, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation.
So tell me about Where on Sea. What is this program?
So Where on Sea is really a part of the Where District. It's something we started this year. I'm the chairman for this year's Lawton Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce, and in my quest to do something, trying to shine a spotlight on downtown Lawton, so we created the Ware District. And for those that may not know, it's the middle name of the founding person that Lawton, Oklahoma is named after, Henry Ware Lawton. And Ware on Sea is the first Thursday of every month. We had our first one on October 4th, and our second will be next Thursday, November 1st.
So what happens at Ware on Sea?
What we hope happens is people will show up downtown. We've asked the businesses, and they've agreed to stay open. So instead of closing at 5 or 5:30, they're staying open from 5:30 to 7:30. And we've got live music. We've got food trucks. We've had some great sales the last couple of times. And we've invited vendors that aren't downtown to come downtown to create a showcase for what we hope is a gathering of the citizens of Lawton Fort Sill.
So a community event involving local businesses in the downtown area.
Right. And a lot of times you hear, I'm a retired military guy, you know, I've obviously been to other communities, and you hear in other communities about their districts. And Lawton really doesn't have a community district where people come to visit. And we hope that Ware on Sea inside the Ware District will be that. And if you think about the area downtown, there really are some really neat small stores down there from a retail standpoint and also from a dining standpoint.
To follow with that, talking about districts and motivations, how did this project get started?
It got started because back in February, I had an opportunity to meet with a group of business leaders from the Commerce Circle, and one who's become a great confidant for me and someone that I not only look to as a mentor, but someone that I appreciate is a gentleman named Mike Brown. And Mike said, Albert, in your years of chamber, do something. And so in my trying to figure out how to do something, it was trying to find a place in Lawton, Oklahoma where you could really go and park your car, get out, shop, maybe eat, be entertained, and then get back in your car and go home. We really don't have those spots in Lawton. Most of the places we go, we drive our car, we do what we have to do, we get back in our car, and we drive somewhere else. And our community should have, and our downtown is a great place to start that.
And that point takes me back to Cameron's Academic Festival in 2014-2015, when one of the guest speakers discussed the walkability of Lawton and how it's a place that's geared toward traveling in a car.
Right. And you bring up a great point. Jeff Speck was that gentleman that came in, and he talked about a walkable community. And I remember exactly what he said about Lawton. He said, in most cases, when I come to communities, I try to make them more walkable. In the case of Lawton, Oklahoma, I just like to make it walkable. But surprisingly enough, C Avenue is a place that he highlighted. He talked about that four-lane road with diagonal parking on both sides and how that will be a great centerpiece to start and create this downtown feel. So many times in Lawton Fort Sill, we tend to talk about how the mall has come in and really hurt us. The mall is an asset. The mall is there, and we have to be able to work with the mall to be able to do that, and they've been big supporters of Ware on Sea.
Let's talk about the first event that was held earlier this month. How did that go, and what did you learn from it that can be applied to future installments of Ware on Sea?
It was great. We anticipate, and I don't want to brag on numbers because, you know, it's really hard to count. We're not taking a number count. But we probably had 300 to 500 people that showed up. We had the Mike Webb Band that played, and it was really, really good. We closed off 4th to 5th Street on Sea Avenue. One of the things I was looking at to see where the impact was outside of those, because ultimately we'd like this to go from 2nd to 7th Street, so all of those businesses are involved. We had, I believe, 14 vendors that came from other parts of town, downtown, as a part of the process. The feedback we got was very good, and one that I remember specifically was Edwards Menswear, Eddie Hamra and Chris Gill at Gill's Framing Shop. Are both the co-chairs for this. And both of them made a comment that they had seen people in their stores that had not been there before. And in the case of Eddie, they had been back to his store since. To me, that's a win because that gets an opportunity. And many of the folks I've talked to come downtown to see what downtown has to offer because it really is a neat downtown.
And I imagine that's something where you draw people in that usually if they are downtown, it's only to go to the mall.
Absolutely. And one of the things in visiting with Crutchers afterwards to try to see, now they're only a half a block from where we had everything, but not really much happened at their store. So we're making an adjustment, and we'll continue to make adjustments to make it better. But the one next Thursday, on November 1st, will actually go from Crutcher's down to Gill's Framing Shop. So we're widening the span a little bit, and we're hoping that those regular customers for Crutcher's or those looking for Western wear can now have a little wider area to be involved in. This time, Danny Carson, who actually is an alumni of Cameron University, is going to be our live music. We're going to have food trucks again. And again, you asked about the last one. It was really a big success. Billingsley Ford and Classic Chevrolet both brought cars downtown. We had a cornhole tournament. We had some street art, and we learned we probably didn't need to have the cornhole tournament and street art in the same spot. And we even tried to do a little pickleball tournament, and we're going to try to do that again. I think the downtown banks have got their own teams, so I believe there's going to be a pickleball tournament with a little trash talking going on, and that's always healthy in creating an atmosphere of fun.
For those businesses or vendors who might be interested in being part of Wear on Sea that aren't in the downtown area, what would they need to do to maybe become part of that?
Great question. They should contact the Law Enforcement Chamber of Commerce, 580-355-3541. Or go to the Chamber website. We want, there are 800 members of the Chamber. We want those businesses that are not downtown to come downtown and create an opportunity. And I'll give you a great example of another Cameron alumni, Native Hippie. She was one of our vendors the first time, and she actually came down ready to sell. She was able to communicate with folks downtown that didn't know where her shop was, and now are shopping in her store, which is just off campus. It's a great story, and that's what we hope we'll do for the other 800 members that may not be downtown Lawton.
Long term, what is your goal for this program to be in Lawton?
If I offered a very brief vision, the long term goal would be as you separate C Avenue from the mall, that we might be able to create retail space on the bottom floor, living space on the second floor, and really revitalize downtown. It has proven in a lot of communities to be very, very successful. That's our long term vision. I would be very happy if we get the same kind of support this month that we got last month, and that people will continue to do as they have in the last 30 days, provide us feedback, help us make it better.
Well, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about Wear on Sea?
Love to see you downtown, November 1st, 5:30.
All right. That's Albert Johnson, Jr., Chairman of the Lawton-Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce and Vice President for University Advancement at Cameron University, joining us to talk about the Chamber's new community commerce, dining, and entertainment event, Wear on Sea. Albert, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
The Wear on Sea events are scheduled for the first Thursday of each month from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Sea Avenue between 3rd and 5th Streets in downtown Lawton. For more information about Wear on Sea, visit the visitlawtonok.com website or contact the Lawton-Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce at 580-355-3541. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.